This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with artist Sandy Fisher about Beginnings, an exhibit of her work at Exhibit A Gallery. It's on display until April 28th with an opening reception tonight from 5 to 8. Sandy, it's good to talk with you.
Yes, it's great to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
So the exhibit is called Beginnings, and I noticed looking at some of the sample images on the website, you've got things like a bird's nest with four eggs in it. You've got an image of a toddler. So I'm assuming that the beginnings here refer to the early stages of things, the beginning of life.
It really kind of relates more to my life, where I am right now, this stage of my life. And yes, some of the images allude to that, but my personal connection with beginnings is it's a stage in life where, you know, a lot of things start to change. I've lost my parents. My friends are starting to retire. My husband just retired. I'm now a grandmother. And I realize that I'm just starting with what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so it's my personal beginning. And I think the work has a freshness to it that sort of reflects that, hopefully.
And how did you make the connection to Exhibit A to exhibit the beginning works?
Well, Barb and I have a longstanding relationship. I think she's been in business around 19 years. She's been framing my work for about 18 years. She had a show for me 18 years ago. And I can't believe it's been that long, but we've had an ongoing relationship, you know, where she frames my work and has exhibited work in her gallery. She sells work for me. Barb has been so supportive of me personally, as well as other local artists. She's really doing a wonderful thing in the community for local visual artists. She's a terrific, terrific person. Just love her dearly.
I had a chance to see some of the pieces, and they are absolutely lovely, beautiful watercolors, but some are tremendously large. How did you decide the scale?
I've pushed myself over the years. You know, I've been painting in watercolor for about 20 years, and I just gradually pushed myself larger, 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 because it's more challenging. And the watercolor medium is hard to it's hard to control, so it's difficult to paint large. So it was a push. I started doing some things on oversized paper, which is the one you're probably referring to as an oversized sheet, and it was a fun challenge. I enjoyed it.
You talked about watercolor being a challenging medium, and one thing that struck me is that it seems like that medium lends a softer, more intimate quality to some of the images that you're working with. So is that a deliberate choice, or is that just an accident of the medium?
I hope that comes out of being an experienced watercolor artist. I love the softness. I love the spontaneity. I love to let things happen. Because I'm not interested in painting super representationally and trying to get every line. You know, I prefer to be more free with how I paint. And watercolor is a great medium to do that with. So that's very enjoyable to me. Last year, the paintings in the exhibit are last year's work from 2013, most of them. Prior to that, I really had gone off on to working mixed media and canvases, which the article in the Journal Star alluded to this process that I've developed, which is basically just layering a lot of different mediums to create some interesting texture. And then I work over it in acrylics. There will be only about three pieces in the show that are from the mixed media part of my work, because last year I did a lot of watercolors.
And I thought you might share a little bit about how you found your technique. Just like a musician finds his or her sound, you, over the years, I get the impression, experimented a little bit and that you fell into your technique.
I love to experiment. And I have to just say for a second that my father was a research chemist at the lab here in Peoria. And, you know, he holds all these patents and publications, and he created all these, you know, interesting formulas. And I never thought of myself as being scientific, but as I've gotten older, I've seen, you know, I just have this desire to do that, to create things and to, you know, it's kind of, I call my studio my laboratory. I order different products and play around with them. And, you know, I try things on different paper. I try things with, you know, different tools. It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And so I kind of developed that texturing technique that I feel like it's all mine. Somebody out there might be doing something very similar, but, you know, I'm proud of it because nobody taught me how to do it. I, you know, came to it on my own in my studio, and it's a lot of fun to do that. It makes it personal.
Now, at least some of these works, I believe, are based on photographs that you've taken on travels. So is that sort of another experimentation technique? You start with a photographic image of something, and then you work to interpret that in a different medium?
Yes. I have to have something to look at. I really enjoy painting from places I've been or something that's reminded me of a certain day or a certain experience. I enjoy painting from that experience. So, yes, I use photographs. I hope that I interpret them, you know, in a way that's unique. That's my goal. And hopefully I will continue, you know, to be an interpretive artist. And to continue to grow in that way.
In particular, there is an image of a young boy that's in the show. I found it very striking, and I guess it's very meaningful to you as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's funny because I don't know the child, and okay. That's unusual for me. Usually, you want to have, you know, a personal connection, but I had a personal connection when I saw the photograph. It was taken by a friend of mine who went on a mission trip to the Honduras, and it was taken of this child. I was looking at the photos. I was compelled to paint it. This was a few years ago. And here's the funny part. And it comes, it's about being a perfectionist as an artist. I painted it. I wasn't happy with it. It ended up in my junk pile. And a few months ago, I was cleaning out the closet and I found the junk pile and I pulled it out. And I was a little bit mad at myself for giving up on the painting. So I took it back out, tweaked a couple things, you know, made a few small changes, and I decided that I could show the piece. So it's kind of an interesting story because we, as artists, we're so hard on ourselves. And it's a double-edged sword because the perfectionism drives us to do good work and to keep critiquing our work and making it better. But the perfectionism also makes us not happy with what we paint. And there's always something wrong to me with one of my paintings. You know, so it's, you have to, you know, get over that. You really do.
I'm curious about what you were saying about the junk pile. So presumably in your studio or your laboratory, you've got lots more works above and beyond the ones that are in this show. So for every 10 or 20 pieces that you feel comfortable putting on display, how many of them are back at your studio that you're not happy with, or they're not quite finished, or you haven't figured out how to make that work yet?
There's a lot. with watercolor, I mean, anybody that doesn't say this is not being honest. You know, it's easy to ruin a painting if you overwork it, take it too far, lose the freshness. So there's more ruined watercolor paintings. And sometimes you can do something else with them. You know, usually because I love that freshness, I toss them, you know, or just put them in my junk pile. But, you know, the acrylic paintings, you can cover things up and do more work to, you know, you can keep working an acrylic painting and bring it to your satisfaction more easily than a watercolor, unless you're willing to put an opaque medium onto the watercolor, which compromises the transparency of it, which I believe is the beauty of it.
And talk a little bit more about how Barb is your framer, having seen your work and seeing it framed. First of all, that it's a watercolor, how do you keep it from buckling, or how does Barb, the framer, keep it from buckling? And when you talked about one of them being very large, just exactly how large is it? Because it is huge.
It's the largest size watercolor paper you can buy, which is 26 by 42, I believe, or 40. It's heavy enough it doesn't buckle too badly. It does, you know, wave a little. So Barb has a press, and she presses my paintings for me before she mounts them and frames them. I just leave all that stuff to her. She's great at it, and I don't want to spend time worrying about that. So we have a good partnership.
What do you think of the way she framed her pieces? Because I thought it was interesting that you've got these beautiful, soft-looking flowers with the white frames. Very, very light.
Yeah, I really like to use the white paper in my compositions. You know, I like the watercolors to be really, really fresh, to leave some white paper showing, a true transparent watercolor technique. So, you know, I really wanted to keep it light and airy and use wide mats. And, you know, we decided together, we collaborate on these kind of things. We decided on the white frames. And, you know, I think it looks fresh and it doesn't take away from the painting and the freshness of the painting.
Now, you said earlier that you've been doing a lot of watercolor work over the past year. And before that, you were working more in mixed media. Is there a particular reason for the transition in media, or did it just sort of happen?
You know, I started with watercolor about 20 years ago, and I probably worked for about 10 years. I, you know, entered a lot of shows. I did a lot of things with it, and I think I felt like I'd sort of mastered it, even though there's still more you can do. I started experimenting a lot more. I think I just wanted the challenge of doing something different. And so that's when I started playing around with collaging and different kinds of media in my studio. When I started painting on the canvases, I felt like that was a breakthrough because of developing this texture process and then painting in a different way. I thought it was a breakthrough for me, and I was enjoying it. So I did that for several years. I have a lot of canvas paintings. I haven't shown a lot of them. We've sold a couple, maybe three or four, through Barb's gallery. I haven't shown a lot of them. And yeah, I'll probably do some more showing of those in the future. But last year, I just felt like doing watercolors again. So, you know, it's just, I get bored easily.
What do you want people to experience when they see your series?
I would hope that somebody would feel that there is a lot of optimism out there. And, you know, it's happy art. And that's intentional on my part. I want to focus on what's beautiful. I love nature. I love nature themes. I think there's a lot of beauty in the world, and we just need to keep our eyes focused on what's lovely in this world.
That's Sandy Fisher talking about Beginnings at Exhibit A Gallery at Junction City Shopping Center in Peoria. There's an opening reception tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock. The exhibit continues until April 28th. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Nathan, the Peoria Cabaret Theater presents the awesome 80s prom tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the new Waterhouse location in the former Maxim building. The awesome 80s prom is a comical, interactive, improvisational show sure to engage the audience and evoke lots of laughs.
And the Bradley Chorale presents its spring concert Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Dingledine Music Center. The concert is called Song and Dance. It features music drawn from over five centuries. All of the texts are about dancing and music. The program includes works by Randall Thompson, Henry Purcell, and Moses Hogan, and music from Haiti and some vocal jazz as well.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.